the why of buy. Here we have the five psychological buying stages that science has produced very rigorously over the last 20 years, and they must be part of your competitive space. So if I take the first stage in the psychological steps across a buyer takes, the first one is alerting, which is a mixture of gaining their attention, but being memorable enough and compelling enough for them to be alert, want to take the next step, and actually action that step. The next step is, as we've touched on some of the earlier parts, it's the emotional decision-making called deliberation. And this is where they instinctively, almost unconsciously, decide whether you're a person they can do business with, that your story is clear and understood, and that they're getting green lights to proceed to make a decision to buy. Following that one is the justification stage. And this is when the harder, more logical part of the mind, the rational mind, kicks in. And as such, it's just check whether the first decision has actually taken place with some logic. And then the final one is, you know, the action to buy.
And essentially what this is all about is it's taking somebody, we talk about it in crossing the river. So on the near bank, you maybe they've never heard of your company, don't really understand much about your solution, maybe don't even understand much about the problem that they're experiencing. It may be a latent problem, but it's the psychological stages that you need to take that person through in order to get them to the far bank where they're at a position where they're going to sign. They're going to say, okay, I'm happy, I'm satisfied, I'm going to part with some money to get that solution. And we talk about crossing that river in a series of stepping stones, which cover these psychological stages. Psychological stages that are in place for anything that you buy. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to the supermarket to buy something, you know, like a pound of sugar, obviously the time that it takes to go through that is very different to buying
from
maybe
a million
pound
solution.
Yes. Spending several million maybe for software. But essentially, those buying decisions are the same. And you may think that I've been selling for a long time and I've never been aware of this, but I've managed to sell. And that's probably true, but particularly in the software sector, things are always getting more competitive. And also you always want to be improving what you do to actually make your job of selling that much easier. And understanding these five psychological buying stages will enable you to do that. And we've actually engineered that into the methodology behind Competitive Space.